WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief: jury selection today in Delaware in the federal gun trial of President Biden's son, Hunter. CBS's Naomi Ruckham says the first lady accompanied him to court.
The trial stems from three felony charges related to the younger Biden's unlawful purchase and possession of a revolver during a time when he was addicted to drugs.
House Republicans take aim at Dr. Anthony Fauci, who guided U.S. pandemic policy, pressed about the lab origin theory.
After this further examination, several who at first were concerned about lab manipulation became convinced that the virus was not deliberately manipulated.
The CBS's Adrian Bard has the history making news from Mexico after Election Day.
61-year-old Claudia Sheinbaum, a scientist with a PhD from UC Berkeley, will be Mexico's next president, becoming the first woman to lead her country.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The warden at the troubled state prison in Waupun is resigning. Randall Hepp is stepping down after a number of problems, such as a chronic lack of guards leading to lockdowns. Four inmates have died since last June, and there's an ongoing federal investigation. Several other prison employees have already resigned or been fired. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Republican Congressman Ryan Stile is downplaying the news.
Disappointing, to say the least. That said, I think at the end of the day, this conviction will be overturned by the appeals court in the appeals process.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Democrat Gwen Moore says she trusted the justice process to come to the right conclusion. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. As invasive species spread throughout northwest Wisconsin, the Department of Natural Resources is sharing tips on how to avoid helping them. Local municipalities have taken to crop dusters and cutting down trees to prevent the spread of emerald ash borer and spongy moths, but residents can do simple things like cleaning dirt off their shoes after a hike, following state firewood rules, and properly cleaning their fishing and boating equipment. A guide for identifying invasive species can be found on the DNR website. Eau Claire City officials and local activists expressed their support for stricter clean air standards on new vehicles this week. At a press conference on Thursday, City Council members Larry Mboga and Joshua Miller expressed their support for the higher standards from the Environmental Protection Agency to reduce emissions, which are expected to begin in 2027. The goal of the raised standards is to make over half of the new passenger vehicles hitting the roads by 2032 either electric vehicles or plug-in hybrid vehicles. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers frustrate the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers swept the White Sox over the weekend with a 6-3 win Sunday. A key play came in the top of the eighth. Christian Yelich catches a fly to left, then threw out Chicago's Tommy Pham at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Jones skies one to left. Yelich coming in. Pham at third. He's going to test him. Here's the throw. Yelich on a hop.
Pham was livid after the game in the visitors' clubhouse.
Actually, it wasn't even f***ing close. Third base coach sends you, you gotta go. You know, I hear the tough guy with all the hoorah s***. There's a reason why, you know, I do all kinds of fighting, because I'm prepared to f*** somebody up.
The White Sox have now lost 11 in a row. The Crew begins a six-game road trip tonight in Philadelphia. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
As a warm front moves across the state today, showers and thunderstorms are firing up, dampening our day and rising our highs to the upper 70s. Some storms could be strong, bringing heavy downpours, gusty winds, and some hail, too. Stay dry and stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, you'll have another chance to enter our Text to Win giveaway, and we'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Monday, June 3rd, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. A bit of an overcast day, Mr. Zommers. Looks like we had a little weather move through earlier this afternoon. Or this morning, I guess you'd say, a little rain. And it looks like some parts of Wisconsin may get some possible, keyword possible, severe weather as the day progresses. So keep an eye to the sky. And then tomorrow, a little bit of a chance of an alert day, as they say, some severe weather in Wisconsin as well. And then it looks like the rest of the week, I mean, highs in the 70s and mostly sunny skies, summer is here.
That it is, for better or for worse. Yeah, for most people, for better.
Yeah, how about that? Had a good weekend. How about yourself? You went to the Brewer game, I heard.
I sure did. Met my family at, sorry, Miller Park, AmFam Field, whatever. You know,
where the
you
Brewers
understand
play.
I got sure, tripped yeah, up on that.
Exactly.
And got to see them win in amazing fashion. We were set up for a grand slam, and the White Sox, whichever outfielder it was, just jumped and scooped the ball from over the wall. And you know what? When you have a catch that good, I can't really be mad. Although seeing a grand slam would have been awesome.
It would have been awesome. Brewers taking on the White Sox over the weekend. And that's where I want to start. Because, of course, Bob Uecker does not do all the games anymore, but he does a number of the whole home games.
He did yesterday.
The guy is 90 years old. 9-0. 90. And Uecker is one of my all-time favorite people, Brewers, Wisconsinites, broadcasters. And this is courtesy of the main feed on WTMJ, the Milwaukee Brewers radio network, of which Civic Media is a part of in select markets. Here is Mr. Baseball's call on Jackson Chirillo's 3-run home run that gave the Brewers a 4-2 lead in the bottom of the second on the Brewers radio network.
And the pitch. Hit in the air to left and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Jackson Chirillo. And the Brewers get 3.
90 years old, and nobody calls a home run better. How
absolutely,
about that?
Absolutely. I also got to say, you know how every Brewers game, they have a kid announcer of the game who does a couple of announcements?
Yeah.
Sometimes they aren't great at it. And you know what? I'm not judging them. They're little kids. Mm-hmm. I only say that to contrast that the one yesterday was amazing.
Wow.
Like
really?
Normally they come up and they're like, Jackson Chirillo. Oh. But this guy's like, Jackson Chirillo. You know, like he put energy into it. And I was like, you go, kid.
Good for him. That's fantastic. Brewers get a big win. And of course, the Brewers are
absolutely killing it right now in the National League Central Division. Brewers in first place by 7 games over the Cardinals, 7.5 over the Cubs, 9 games over the Pirates, and 10 games over the Reds. Brewers in control right now, 36-23 is their record thus far, 8-2 in the last 10, I believe, a 5-game winning streak right now. So the Brewers play this afternoon, by the way, take on the Philadelphia Phillies at Philadelphia. First pitch or pregame set at 5:05 this afternoon. You can listen on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh, and 98Q Country, WCQM in beautiful Park Falls. Again, 5:05 tonight, the Brewers take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Going to be another great contest. I mean, it's exciting to see. And again, Pat Murphy doing a great job with the team this year. Really, really impressive. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor and friend viewing us on Facebook, says, Uke's home call gives me chills. We are so spoiled to be able to listen to him. Absolutely agree, Jeff. And of course, Jeff and I worked together RCO back in the day in Southwest Wisconsin. And engineered, back then you actually had to have a real person engineer the game, engineered a lot of Brewer games. And he sounds as good as he did 30 years ago.
He's got the home run call baked in.
He's got it. So, and Jeff's right. And that's one of the things I have Sirius XM radio in my truck, and I've had it for a few years now. And you're able to dial around on a number of other broadcasts, both professional and college. And one of the things that SiriusXM has shown me, to Jeff's point, is how fortunate we are to have people like Bob Uecker and Jeff Levering, and then on the and Wayne Larrivee on for the Packers, and then on the college side, Matt LaPay. I mean, it's just, we are so fortunate to have really great broadcasters.
We really are.
Yeah. And for Marquette, Steve the Homer True. So lots of great broadcasters, both in sports, for both professional and for college as well. It's 12 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Yes, Mrs. Albers?
Yeah, and we just got a message from Greg in Waukesha on YouTube saying, what's the keyword for this hour? I missed it.
Well, Greg, interesting that you should ask, because we talked about this last week, that we are going to start off our brand new Civic Media Sconny Summer Text to Win contest. And so this is going to come up. We're doing it in the 1 o'clock hour on our show. We have been assigned the 1 o'clock hour. So we'll give you the keyword in the 1 o'clock hour. And let me tell you, there's going to be hourly winners between now and the end of next week. It's a 2-week contest, by the way. And the hourly winners, you get a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Now, we're not able to tell you what the pack includes, but let me tell you, it's spectacular.
It's because they vary, you know, they're not all
the same. They vary. It's kind of like you ever go during the Christmas holiday season, you could buy like a brown bag for like $5 at a store. Like, it's the Christmas surprise. You don't know what's in it, but everything is great. And this is kind of like that. It's the Wisconsin Dells Summer Pack. So we'll give those one away every hour. And then once per day, speaking of the Brewers, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, of which Zomers and I have been at. They're a spectacular seat. So a pair of those every day if you enter. And then 2 winners are going to be grand prize winners, and you get a choice of unique summer staycations, getaways complete with gas to get you there and back, so we'll pay for your gas as well. And you get one of these, Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat. How about that? Also, a Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, beautiful Lake Geneva, or a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. And there is a couple more things, again, for various reasons. We want to hold something back. We want you to be surprised. But you get one of those if you're one of the grand prize winners. You understand?
And then every hour that you text in one of the keywords is another entry for those grand prizes.
Exactly. And here's the deal. It gets even better, because once you text in, we're going to text you back. And there's going to be a link there to do various things such as register to vote or check your voter registration. And if you do that, that counts as another entry for you. So you get to enter twice. It's twice as nice. So not you just text us, but then if you do the extra homework, the extra credit, you get another entry.
And plus, you're just preparing for yourself.
Exactly. You're registering to vote. And this is not a partisan thing. We're saying just we want everybody to vote. And so we're helping you get registered to vote as well. So all this is coming up. This is going to be a great 2 weeks. I'm giddy with anticipation and excitement here. And I was listening last hour to our friend Jane Matt Nair, who is going on this summer tour with me next week. And look, there was no reason to get salty about this. I didn't know it was a competition. She has now challenged us to see who's going to get more people to text on her show or ours. So, I mean, here's the thing. I'm the one booking the hotel accommodations for our summer tour. So if Jane gets too salty, she may get the roll-away bed.
You know, I mean, if you make your own bed.
You got to lay in it. Well, speaking of getting laid this summer, no, not really. So here's the deal. We try to find a song. We like to have a song. So in whatever hour we do this, when you hear the song, you know it's time to get your texting fingers ready. And as a reminder, you have to text in. So you have to download the Civic Media app, and we'll tell you how to do that. And then you have to text in. That's how you enter, okay, via your personal device. So we had a big meeting over the weekend, and this morning there was a company-wide leadership meeting in which Zomers went in and we pitched a number of songs, and it's a little bit like going into the Shark Tank, and people in up on the top floor, they tell us whether we could do things or whether we can't do things. So here now are our final four selections that we pitched to use for, and a number of them were great. The first one is from the great artist Prince. Prince, and this one was called Sex in the Summer.
Sex in the summer, getting it on. Give me that number, bring your body all night long.
This one got a little bit of blowback.
Which I thought would be fantastic, because sex sells. But apparently the leadership team up at the top floor, they said, no, we can't use that one. Next one by Bryan Adams. This was pitched as well.
And see, this would have been okay.
Right, that would have been fine.
The problem is we played it right after the previous one, and people were a little suspicious.
And we played it right before the next one by Big Frida. Now, this one may be brought back because, I mean, we used this last week to do a test run. We used the word pool boy. And it was well received, and that one was not quashed, but they asked us to maybe get something else that wasn't. But I especially during Pride Month, I mean, come on, it's hard to find a better song, and you found that one.
I think it's pretty good.
All right, well, here is the one we settled on. Surprise, surprise! One of my favorite artists, Kenny Chesney.
And it's two bad feet on the dashboard.
Zomers on the way out. That's the song. When you hear it next hour, Kenny Chesney in Summertime. It's time to play our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest next hour.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I get questions sometimes from folks about whether or not people should buy silver or gold. You know, the actual physical metal itself. Should people buy it, put it in a safe, or bury it in their backyard or something? And I get it. There's something to the allure of a precious metal. You know, gold is tangible. You can hold it in your hands. It's pretty. Gold used to prop up the value of the US dollar. It's been about 50 years since that was the case. But some people feel like buying gold or silver can be a safeguard for their money in uncertain times. Feelings are one thing, and math is something different. And in this case, the math is very clear. A diversified, low-risk portfolio beats a hidey hole full of gold every time. For more insights on how money works, how you can save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Aldball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor, says, I want the Sex in the Summer as the song. We have a vote now for Sex in the Summer. That's fantastic. No, it's not. It's Civic Media's. I'm not trying to mince or be critical because, I mean, I don't have the brains to come up with this stuff. But I can't deny that if we would have called it Civic Media's Sex in the Summer Text to Win Contest, it would have done better.
Perhaps, but also, this is a family radio network.
This is going to be an incredible 2 weeks. No, it's Civic Media's SCONI Summer Text to Win Contest.
A statewide giveaway.
Thank you for mentioning that, because right outside the windows here, we have a bunch of lawyers in suits, and they threatened to sue me if I don't tell you it is a statewide contest. We're told by the lawyers we have to say that. So we did. It's a statewide contest. And here's the deal. We want to prepare you now for next hour. We're going to give you the keyword next hour. And when we give you that keyword, you want to text in, you understand? And you say, Todd, well, I've never texted before. That's fine. We're here to help you out. Doesn't matter whether you have an Android device like a Samsung or a Google phone or whatever, or you might have, like Toddy, an iPhone. Well, here's what you do. You go to your app store, all right? If you don't have it, you want to download the app. And the app, as Mom points out, and she's very good at saying, well, here, just make it simple, Todd. You go to your phone and you find the little thing that says it's a blue square with an A, and the A looks like it's made out of popsicle sticks. All right, right there. And so you find that it says App Store underneath of it, and you click on that. And then you'll have like your search bar, right? And you put in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. And you click search, it'll pop up. And there's a cute little CM logo for Civic Media, and you click on that, and you download it to your phone. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. And then you open that up. And when you open it up, it's a beautiful little graphic, and you'll see a list. Look at that. It's happening right now on my phone. Look at that. A list of all of our fine radio stations. And you can click on nearly any one of those, especially the first 9 or 10 or 11, because that's our talk stations. And the top one is the Shaw or Mad Radio or whatever. You click on that. And then on the far right hand, you'll see a little icon that says text right over there. Text. And it looks like a couple of thought or voice bubbles. It says text. And you click on that text, all right? And then you're all set to go. And I'll tell you next hour what to text us. And when you text us, then that means you've entered. It's as simple as that.
And you get a text back right away saying, congratulations, thank you for playing. You've entered. We got your word.
Yeah.
And if you do win, I know we had somebody texting in earlier asking how you will get contacted back via that same phone number.
Right. And here's the deal. When you get texted back to confirm it, you're not required, you understand. But if you want, there'll be an additional link to check your voter registration. And if you do that, that gives you double the entry. It's a 2-for-1 deal. So anyway, we'll tell you the word to text in next hour. Right now, it is time to go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark, listening out in Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for listening. What's the...
Yeah, whenever you just hear the term pool boy, now I can't help but think of Mad TV's Dance of the Pool Boy, where there are a couple of they're portrayed as older. They were older than cougars, but these women would at the end of it they'd be having some kind of discussion, and then they call for their pool boy to come out and dance for them. And the guy came out and he was dancing in his Speedos or whatever that for them. So whenever I hear that term, I just can't. That image just, for some reason, that just comes to mind. I mean, that the ridiculousness of that.
Right.
But I mean,
well, it's a ridiculous old term, and you know, I find it funny because it is old like that, you know. And so, and the thing is, some places in America, as you point out, Florida or California, or whatever, you know, you can still see that. So.
And we also.
Go ahead.
And it's been a riff that people have copied over over the years in different shows. I can remember there was one where Fez was being the pool boy for neighbor Midge, I guess.
I'm never beyond or you know too professional to copy somebody else's gag. So you know anything that gets a laugh now and again. Well, appreciate it, Mark. Thank you so very much out there in Prairie du Sac. And by the way, I was out near Prairie du Sac, in Prairie du Sac this weekend, saw my friend, former colleague, TJ, and his lovely wife, Jane, and we sat, had some wonderful Mexican food and caught up out there. TJ's making an oak savanna in his backyard. Ooh. It's very, but the point is, it's right near the Wisconsin River. So, I mean, if you don't have a pool, you got a river this summer.
Although Mad TV's Dance of the Pool Boy, I found a little clip from that.
All right, give it to us quickly.
Speaking of nubile young hard bodies, as is my wont, I'd like to introduce my co-host, the boy wonder of Cabana Chat, Pool Boy Dexter!
A young man in a Speedo jumps out.
All right.
And then they're like, do you know what time it is, pool boy? And he says, 4. They're like, no, try again. It's time to dance.
Oh, like sprockets. All right, very good. Well, we beat this as much as we can, pretty much the bit, that is. And we'll actually do it next hour.
Yes.
We'll actually give you the real word so you can. And again, these prizes are lovely. A Wisconsin Dells summer prize pack. You get one an hour. All right. Also, a pair of Milwaukee Brewer club level seats. One winner per day. And also, we have a grand prize. Two people win a grand prize, and you get a choice of one of these. Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat, Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, or Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites.
Fantastic.
You get one of those. So, and again, it don't cost you a thing. It's free. Don't cost you a thing. Just text when we tell you the secret word next hour. Let's get some actual news of the day. You know, that's probably why some people tuned in. News of the day happenings right now. We're going to play you a cut of this from a little while later. Dr. Fauci. Remember Dr. Fauci? The guy who actually had some common sense and knew what was going on during the pandemic and saved millions of lives. Dr. Fauci. Well, he's been hauled in by the House Republicans to appear before a subcommittee today. They're trying to grill him. And Congressman Jamie Raskin has some good feedback there. Also, Hunter Biden. President Biden's son, his trial starts today in Delaware. It's the First Lady's, unfortunately, the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, her birthday today. So that's an unfortunate timing there. So that, and, of course, the Trumpster, who was indicted, found guilty on his convicted of 34 criminal indictments. He is took to the airwaves over this weekend and said, surprise, surprise, some shockingly alarming things. And we're going to bring you the cuts from over the weekend, catch you on up, and talk about Ron Johnson a little bit later in the broadcast as well. And we're going to give away some great prizes, or at least your chance to win some great prizes in the next hour. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Monday, June 3rd.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Monday. This weekend, I spent a Sunday morning with Lavender Near Me in Whitewater. Amy Curtis and her family grow five varieties of culinary lavender for bakeries, breweries, or coffee shops, to name a few. They also host an annual You Pick event for the public. This year, though, the timing was a bit unusual. Her crop is about 2 weeks early.
The weather plays obviously a huge factor in growth of our products. We typically have a season that comes to fruition right about 4th of July. This year, we're definitely ahead of schedule. We are seeing exorbitant growth in most of our lavender. There are still maybe a few rows that will be a little bit behind, or I guess I'd say on schedule. But what this early season means is that we'll be having a U-pick 2 weeks early, and then possibly even a second harvest late in August.
Amy Curtis says the early spring took them a little by surprise, and it meant they had to get their planning done quicker. But this could be the first time they're able to have two U-pick events and harvests in 1 year. You can check the schedule at lavendernearme.org. Stick around, because we're going to take a look at commodity prices for the more common crops in Wisconsin next. In our next episode with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, we visit hoop houses filled with sugar peas at Sullivan Family Farm in Manitowoc. U.S. Air Force veteran Ryan Sullivan and his wife started the farm to live a healthy lifestyle and give back to the community. Ryan says the next step is to further open the farm to the public. They're enrolled in WADA's peer-to-peer mentorship program. In this class, they'll learn what it takes to operate an agritourism destination.
We absolutely want to share what we're doing. We want to share some of that experience, especially to anyone that hasn't been out to a farm. We want to share how we're building soil, how we produce, how we keep things healthy, how we deal with problems without using sprays, without using chemical. There's a lot to that. It takes more work, and we're proud of what we're producing. We have a lot to share. We have a really good story to share.
Listen to the Sullivan Family Farm story at gowiagtourism.com. Commodity markets are in the red midday on a Monday. From Chicago, cash corn is down a nickel and a half at 440 and three quarters. December new crop corn is down 4¾ cents at 462 and a quarter. Cash soybeans are down 15 and three quarter cents, trading at 1189 and a quarter. And November new crop beans are down 17 and a half cents at 1167 a bushel. And cash wheat is down a penny and three quarters at 676 and three quarters. The downward trend continues in our dairy markets. The July Class 3 milk contract is down 29 cents at $20 even a hundredweight. The August contract is down 22 cents at $20.28 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
As a warm front moves across the state today, showers and thunderstorms are firing up, dampening our day and rising our highs to the upper 70s. Some storms could be strong, bringing heavy downpours, gusty winds, and some hail, too. Stay dry and stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at wcfw.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we kick off Biden's top 100. The week's theme is the economy, and we'll be specifically talking about the billionaires tax. Why don't we tax billionaires more?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Thank you. Thank you for taking us along. Maybe you're eating lunch at your desk or in your vehicle. Maybe you're taking a little walk, get a little exercise in over the noon hour, or just, you know, at your kitchen table, wherever you're listening to us. We appreciate it. On this Monday, June 3rd, 2024, for some people, back to school and back to work on a Monday. I think there are a couple of school districts who still have to go this week or are about to end up. So if you're one of those, hang in there. The light, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So it's coming up. And for most of us, back to work on a Monday as well. So thank you very much for taking us along on the Civic Media app or over the broadcast radio as well. And again, speaking of the Civic Media app, make sure you have it downloaded to your phone or favorite device, and we'll tell you when next hour, when you hear the Kenny Chesney music, summertime, it's time to play Civic Media's Sconny Summer Text to Win contest coming up next hour. Some great prizes. Not going to want to miss it, so stay tuned. Let's get to the news a little bit here on this Monday. First of all, what's happening right now out in Washington, D.C., courtesy of CNN, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Remember Dr. Fauci, the former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, is testifying at the House subcommittee hearing about the U.S. COVID-19 pandemic response and the origins of the virus. Today's testimony, the first time that Fauci has been seen in public, at least officially, on Capitol Hill since his retirement in December of 2022.
Ahead Who can of, blame him?
Right, ahead of today's testimony, the House panel released transcripts of a closed-door, 14-hour, two-day testimony in January of 2024, during which Fauci was grilled on mask and vaccine mandates, as well as social distancing guidelines. The former White House chief medical advisor also said that the COVID, quote, lab leak theory isn't a conspiracy, but maintained his belief that the virus was a natural occurrence. Now, this was set up by and large as a boogeyman type of thing that Republicans in the House, because, of course, they don't like science. They're afraid of it. And I'm not just saying that. Again, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011 and was at the state level in closed-door meetings with Senate Republicans, I witnessed it firsthand that nearly any time that my former boss, Dale Schultz, in even a closed-door meeting on any subject, could have been economic development, could have been natural resources, that he would say, well, I was talking to so-and-so at UW-Madison. And they would almost always cut him off, or after he got done speaking, try to discredit any information he brought to the caucus because it came from University of Wisconsin-Madison, either a professor or a researcher. So this is back in 2011, you understand. It's only gotten worse since then. So these Republicans, they don't like science. They don't like factual things and actual education. So this is what they've done now. These Republicans of today, House Republicans in the House out in D.C., they said, oh, this will be great because we'll bring in Dr. Fauci and beat him around a little bit and have some fun with this and blame all the problems on Fauci, because Republicans, of course, and Trump in particular, has been asking people, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And of course, 4 years ago, in 2020, in early June, think back, we forget this, right? We kind of block it out of our minds. 4 years ago, June of 2020, I had a small coffee, independent coffee business. It was shut down because of COVID-19, the pandemic. And at least in part, due to the denial and ineptness of Donald Trump and his administration. The Obama administration literally left them a book both digitally and analog, on how to handle pandemics. And the Trump people didn't want any part of it. And so they denied it. Remember, they said it was going to be like a cold. It was just going to disappear. And then turns out, no, it didn't.
Yeah, honestly, I think a kindergartner would have handled it better, because at least as long as they've been taught hygiene, the kindergartner is like, oh, you're supposed to wash your hands, cover your mouth when you cough and sneeze. Oh, wait, this person's sick. I shouldn't go by them.
Right. Probably. And so what happened was that one of the few sane people around was Dr. Anthony Fauci, who, because of his knowledge and because he was respected, Trump kept him around, because some people around Trump said, no, 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 we can't get rid of Fauci. He's actually one person knows what the heck's going on. And Fauci, because of his actions and influence on Trump, saved many people, quite frankly. And now the Republicans don't want us to remember the Trump days and what Trump was saying. So they want to pin all this on Dr. Fauci, which is completely bogus. So they brought him in to knock him around a little bit at this hearing. Last check, it was still going on. But Congressman Jamie Raskin, ranking Democratic member, put it into context. And here was Congressman Raskin's comments to Dr. Anthony Fauci, just a little while ago.
I want to join my colleague from Florida in apologizing to you that some of our colleagues in the United States House of Representatives seem to want to drag your name through the mud. They're treating you, Dr. Fauci, like a convicted felon. Actually, you probably wish they were treating you like a convicted felon. They treat convicted felons with love and admiration. Some of them blindly worship convicted felons.
That's pretty blunt. He's so right. Jamie Raskin is. Whoa. he's very right about that. That, quite frankly, Republicans over the weekend lined up behind Donald Trump, a now convicted felon, 34 times, instead of lining up behind a guy like Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is proven to be smart, intellectual, and correct. And in the few times he wasn't, he said, look, I got that wrong or whatever. But by and large, he knew exactly what he was talking about. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. And Jack in Merrimack calling in. Jack, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, first of all, this is, again, more time wasting. It's more distraction from the actual criminals that are involved in this Republican Party, instead of investigating, quote unquote, Dr. Fauci, or calling him in for some kind of a ridiculous conference or whatever they want to call it with their committee. They should be looking at who in the Republican Party was responsible for their part in the conspiracy to overthrow our government. That's what this committee should really be investigating, if they're going to be investigating anything serious. But the second thing I want to say is this. As you point out, this is just more Republican, it's not the Republican Party anymore, as we both know. Mm-hmm. More MAGA denial of science. If you look at their proposal, if Trump ever gets in again, and in Project 2025, one of the main tenets in that project is that all of the regulations and legislation that are based on science should be based on science that comes up with a conclusion in accordance with, conservative principle. Mm-hmm. In other words, let us decide what the answer is we want, then we're going to fiddle around with the information, and we're going to say, oh yeah, this is what it tells us, whether it does or not. I mean, these guys are just outrageous. They're very dangerous. In terms of, are we better off now than we were a year ago? Well, arguably, literally hundreds of thousands of Americans died because of lies that were told by our now ex felonious president, and because of the denial of the seriousness of the COVID epidemic.
Yeah.
Should there have been more precautions taken? I don't know the answer to that, but probably Dr. Fauci does. And he did recommend some things that were absolutely ignored. There's a little thing online, at least there was at one point, called the Trump death clock, which basically told you how many extra people died because of Trump's actions or inactions in that particular case. Yeah. And this is just an outrageous situation, and it's just to totally distract and try and point away from anything that these Republicans did that was dishonest during the 2020 in January 2021 period, and it's trying to say oh look over here, see this bright shiny object. Squirrel.
I like that. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the call, Jack at Merrimack, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Jack's absolutely right that this is a smoke screen, this stuff of beating up on Fauci, to distract us from what's really important. And what's really important over the weekend, which I want to make sure that we don't miss, is Donald Trump took to Fox News of the weekend to do a softball interview to help him out. And a couple of things really stood out on this. And I want to take the one regarding the Joint Chiefs of Staff first, because as some of you may or may not know, the Joint Chiefs of Staff make up the heads of all of our branches of the military. And the people that get nominated to head the Navy, to head the Army, to head the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, so forth, these are career military people that have spent their life in service to the United States of America. These are people who have passed the test, have passed muster on working with both Republicans and Democrats over the years in a nonpartisan way to advance and protect the men and women of the United States military and the Constitution, for that matter. And so they work their way up, and they get to a point where they're nominated and they're confirmed by the Senate. And usually in big numbers, the confirmation is bipartisan. So over the weekend on Fox News, Donald Trump announced that if he is back in office, he will fire all of these people. Here's what he said.
Are you going to fire those generals, the woke generals at the top? Because people have been talking about it.
Yes, I would get rid of them, yeah. But see, now I know them. I didn't know them before. But, I came in. What do I know? I was a New York real estate person. But no, I'd fire them. I would fire them. You can't have woke military.
You can't have woke military, unquote. And I guess by that he means they won't do what I tell them instead of following the Constitution and the law. Remember, Donald Trump told the military, well, asked them, quite frankly, why, when it came to the George Floyd protesters in Minneapolis and other places, he said of protesters at that time, quote, why can't we just shoot them in the knees, unquote. And the military leader said, sir, we don't do that to fellow Americans. On numerous other times, Trump tried to get the United States military to be part of his coup, be part of breaking the law. And the leaders and the generals who are trained said, no. Remember his own chief of staff, General Kelly, a decorated Marine Corps general, said no to Trump several times. Well, now Trump has said it on the record. If he gets a second term, now that he knows they won't pledge allegiance to him, he will get rid of them all. He'll fire them all and instill a puppet military at the top. That's what's at stake in just over 5 months. Back with more on the other side. It's the Todd Lyle Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home?
California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 15, try that again, Todd. 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock, the top of the hour. Check them national and state news headlines, a little sports, the weather, and they'll get back into the hour number 2, including the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win Contest, coming up in hour 2 of the show today. Get a little darker here in Madison. Again, keep an eye on the sky as some parts of Wisconsin may experience some severe weather at times. But today and tomorrow, some severe watch days. And then the rest of the week looks pretty nice, as a matter of fact. Off the text line, Jack from Merrimack listening in via WAUK of the last segment we were talking about here. Trump announcing on Fox News over the weekend that if he gets a second term, he will, quote, fire all the woke generals, unquote. Said he didn't really know them before. He was just a business guy. But now that he knows them, he'll get rid of them. Meaning that he knows that they won't do his bidding, his illegal bidding, won't go against the Constitution. And so he wants to instill someone who will just do what he tells them, whether it's legal or not.
This is obviously a much less severe aspect of that, but I do appreciate that in that clip, he inadvertently admitted he's incompetent at being a president and he didn't know what he was doing.
Right, exactly. Jack and Merrimack off the text line says, quote, fire all the generals, unquote. Don't forget, this is the nutcase who asked, quote, if we have nuclear weapons, why can't we use them, unquote. Not once, but 3 times in front of witnesses. Jack from Merrimack, if you'd like to text in, text on the Civic Media app on the topic, and then, of course, you can play to win next hour. The other thing that Trump said on this Fox News interview this past weekend, and this gets into, I think Jack mentioned it, we've talked about it before on this program, Project 2025. Project 2025 is being put together, has been put together, by the right wing of America, quite frankly, of MAGA, white nationalists, people who do not respect the Constitution or rule of law. This is the same folks, Project 2025, that are going to, quote unquote, round up people, millions of people, 18 million people. If Trump gets back in, simply because they look like they don't belong here. And this is something that is extraordinarily dangerous to the United States.
Yeah, and if you think they're not serious, just remember that this document is 950 pages. Like, yes. It is detailed. They are serious.
Yeah, they certainly are. And so over the weekend, Trump again refers to something in this document, 2025, Project 2025. And Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project has talked about this on our show on Wednesdays in the past. Trigvi, someone who has fought authoritarianism in Eastern Europe, who has fought against Putinism, is banned from Russia by Putin himself, has seen this around the world. So he recognizes it. Let's play the cut. Trump quietly, nonchalantly, referring to violence in America. We'll play the clip, and then we'll talk about it.
But so that could happen. I don't know that the public would stand it. You know, I don't. I'm not sure the public would stand for it with a.
You tried house arrest.
I think it would be tough for the public to take. You know, at a certain point, there's a breaking point.
Talking about the question was, what would you think about basically being put in jail because of your conviction on these 34 counts? What about being, you know, in house arrest, essentially having to wear an ankle bracelet or having to stay in his, you know, his big condo or apartment in New York City in Trump Tower or Mar-a-Lago? And Trump says there at the end, I think there's a breaking point of what the public would take, referring to the fact that a quiet call. I mean, it's exactly like what he did in the debates with Biden 4 years ago when he told the Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. A quiet call to violence in America if we don't get what we want. It's what led to the January 6th insurrection. And here we have Trump once again over the weekend saying there, well, you know, I think there's going to be a breaking point of how much the public will take. You know, if I get put in jail or if I get under house arrest, you know, the public just won't take that. This is extraordinarily dangerous. This attack on America's judicial system. President Biden over the weekend called Trump's response to his guilty convictions, 34 of them, dangerous. And it is. President Biden's own son is in court this morning in Delaware. Again, Hunter Biden has been very transparent about his past addictions and problems. Had a plea deal. Judge rejected it last year. And going to trial. And I feel pretty confident in saying whatever the result of this trial is, you won't hear Joe Biden calling it, you know, a rigged system. As a dad, I'm sure you never want to see your son incarcerated or having something like that happen. But you're not going to question the judicial system. And remember, this is coming from the party, or at least the former party, Republicans. As Jack said earlier, now the MAGA Republican Party, who for years talked about law and order, who still likes to talk about backing the blue. But when it comes down to actually backing law enforcement and actually following the law, they are reticent not to do it, particularly when they don't get what they want. If you have a good judicial system, you oftentimes don't get what you want. But the law is applied evenly and fairly. Some of the big news of the weekend. Also another big story, by the way. Well, only in Wisconsin. There is another person out there trying to become vice president of the United States. You might be able to guess who. We'll play it for you next hour. He just can't help himself. He has to be out there. He wants so badly to be important.
To be important. We'll not tell to you, do anything important.
We'll tell you who it is in the next hour. Also, your chance to win in our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win Contest. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media's own Terry Barr will join us. At 11:06, Sean Connolly from the Birkebeiner talking about bicycles. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.